For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
We're going to talk about some openings, some ongoings, and some plays that are closing this weekend. So let's go with the opening.
The one that has just opened Wednesday night, is Buddy, the Buddy Holly story up at Musical Fair. Well, there are two big concert shows up this week. This one about Buddy Holly, but you've got the Big Bopper and Richie Valens and so on. And then the other is at Shays, which is Million Dollar Quartet. And that's about, I guess it's fabled, legendary recording session in 1956, the one and only meeting of Elvis Presley, Johnny Cash, Jerry Lee Lewis, and Carl Perkins, who just happened by Sun Records and started playing, and they recorded it.
Well, it's always good to have those tapes rolling at the right time. The thing is, with Million Dollar Quartet, it's only this Friday and Saturday, whereas Buddy goes all the way through March 8th. But I want to find out about Beau Geste. This is a Jewish rep, so I guess there's some sort of Jewish theme.
Yes, of course. They perform up at the Jewish Community Center in Gettysville. Beau Geste, this is the setup. It is a Jewish girl with Orthodox parents. Complication, they want to meet the boyfriend. He is not Jewish. In fact, his name is Chris Kringle. This is a problem. She realizes she can't bring this man home. She hires an actor from an escort service to impersonate her Jewish boyfriend. He's not Jewish either, but he has done Fiddler on the Roof.
Hey, that's all you need.
Right. Hijinks ensue. It's just one of these very silly commercial comedies in the style of, you know, AB's Irish Rose, or To Tickle the Funny Bone, of people who have had family situations where cultures collide.
And that'll be up through March 1st. I also wanted to find out a little bit about the Mystery of the Silver Chalice over at 710 Main. That's opening.
A local group, that's Buffalo Laboratory Theater, which typically performs down in Hamburg, written and directed by their founder, Taylor Doherty. This is an audience interaction play. It is a man who's been unsuccessful dating, but the audience is going to help guide him through by voting about all his choices. Which girl he dates, what he's going to wear, where they will go, and they have electronic clickers. So they click and vote just in this studio audience of many a game show, and that determines a different outcome every night. That is Mystery of the Silver Chalice.
Now, that's a title that doesn't quite fit the play, and another title I'm not sure quite fits the play is, and I quote, a public reading of an unproduced screenplay about the death of Walt Disney.
I did see that. Late in the life of Walt Disney, he's planning his legacy, and the show is all about how controlling Walt Disney is. You know, scene one, Walt's controlling. Scene two, Walt's still controlling. Scene three, you get the idea. It wraps up, and of course he successfully alienates all the people who would otherwise love him. End of play. That's it. And I forgot one important thing, not to spoil it. Walt dies. So that's the way it goes.
Well, that is in the title, so yeah. It's all not right. Much of a spoiler alert. But okay. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
That's it. Road Less Traveled. Hey, Songs for a New World, that's continuing out at O'Connell and Company's new home there at the Park School.
It is. You know, the wonderful Jason Robert Brown, a lovely cast of people in this production at O'Connell and Company. It's rather over-choreographed. I would like to have seen greater focus on song interpretation. But if you know, for those who really like Jason Robert Brown, that is Songs for a New World, and that is up at O'Connell and Company.
We'll talk about great choreography. Next week, we'll talk about Chicago, which is coming to Buffalo. But now let's tell folks what's closing. You have only through this Sunday, February 8th, to see Last of the Red Hot Lovers up at Western Door Playhouse in Niagara Falls, The Lion in Winter at the Irish Classical Theater. We've spoken about that extensively. And a show for kids called Crash. Well, how was it?
Crash is a story of a boy who becomes a bully in middle school. And it's the reactions of people who knew him when he was younger and how he has to learn the hard way to be a good person. The children in this audience were watching with silently rapt attention. I think that it generates lots of discussions of what it means to be a good person and how we change as we grow up. That's Crash, Theater of Youth.
Saturday and Sunday, both performances at 2 p.m. For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.